Hello, this is Dr. Dalton. I'm looking here at a report that comes out from the CDC on a weekly basis called Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. And this one was dated April 8, 2020. And the title of it is Hospitalization Rates and Characteristics of Patients Hospitalized with Laboratory Confirmed Coronavirus Disease 2019 COVIDNet, 14 states, March 1st through 30th, 2020. And so what this COVIDNet is a group of 14 states, and they are including California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Tennessee, and Utah. And what they did is the CDC only looked at COVID diagnosed patients that came into the hospital with the coronavirus as a pre-existing diagnosis. And basically they looked and found from that time frame of March 1st to 30th, about 180 patients that were fit these parameters. And I'll continue to read here with regard to some additional stats that are involved in here. It starts by saying, during March 1st through 30th, underlying medical conditions and symptoms at admissions were reported through COVIDNet for approximately 180 12.1% hospitalized adults, and the reference is a table, and it continues here. 89.3% had one or more underlying conditions. The most commonly reported were hypertension at 49%, obesity 48%, chronic lung disease 34%, diabetes 28%, and cardiovascular disease at 27%. Among patients aged 18 through 49, obesity was the most prevalent underlying condition, followed by chronic lung disease, primarily asthma, and diabetes. Among patients 50 to 64 years, obesity was the most prevalent, followed by hypertension and diabetes. Among those greater than 65 years old, hypertension was most prevalent, followed by cardiovascular and diabetes. Among 33 females aged 15 to 49 hospitalized with COVID-19, 9% were pregnant, which represents three people. Among 167 patients with available data, the median interval from symptoms onset to admission was 7 days. The most common signs and symptoms at admission included the cough at 86%, fever or chills at 85%, and shortness of breath at 80%. There's also some gastrointestinal symptoms where 26% was diarrhea and 24% was nausea and or vomiting. So the initial data here with essentially that 89% of the patients had some pre-existing condition at admission, which represents about 11% or so did not have any kind of pre-existing conditions. So there definitely is a relationship to, of course, these conditions here, given, some of the cardiovascular issues, diabetes, hypertension, they're certainly all things that are lifestyle related issues that seem to play a role in this particular viral condition. So there's something that definitely needs to be addressed from a long-term standpoint regarding those conditions and finding ways to achieve that will incorporate both, you know, a will and desire, both on the patient and or in society in general, in order to determine what can be done most effectively. So, and I thought I'd just pass these along, some different and interesting stats given the situation. Thanks.